Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We're talking about the union of Mitzvah Leonis Nitnu. We saw the chiddush of the Haliga Teres Yeshua, who says in Simon Dalit that we pass in Mitzvah Leonis Nitnu is only be Mitzvahs Chiyuvios. When Mitzvahs Chiyuvios, no, we don't say Mitzvah Leonis Nitnu, because Rashi says Pshat and Mitzvah Leonis Nitnu is that it's all out Savareim, it's supposed to be a yoke on their necks. That only applies to a Mitzvah Chiyuvios, a Mitzvah you have to do. But if it's a Mitzvah that you don't have to do, for example, tzitzis, you don't have to wear tzitzis. So there we would say that mitzvah lehonas nitnu. With that, he answers the famous kasha of why do you need a pasuk to be matir kalayim betzitzis? Kalayim betzitzis is only usher if kalayim is only usher if you're getting hana. But since mitzvah lehonas nitnu by tzitzis is no hana, so why do we need a pasuk to be matir? It's not considered hana because it's a mitzvah. And the answer is because a mitzvah kiyumis. And in the previous year, we discussed the various shitas, what's pshat and mitzvah lehonas nitnu, and rayas. We are going to move on now. We're going to ask a kushyat suma, again, based on the Torah of Moiv Rabbi Gaon HaGadol Rechaim Meir Horowitz Shlita, who's the great-great-grandson of the Ateres Yeshua. Ubehekdim gimel hakdamas. It says in the Dharma Tezayin Amud Beis that if somebody says, Hanah is a sukkah alai, he's allowed to eat in the sukkah. Why is he allowed to eat in the sukkah if he makes a neder that he's not going to get enough in the sukkah? He's not getting hana of the sukkah. And that's how we pass it. Like the Shach writes, Yeridei Reish Tezvot Vav, Siv Katan Beis. Kedama number two, L'divrei Ateres Yeshua, that in a mitzvah kiyumis, we don't say mitzvah lehanas nitnu. So according to this, every sukkah, besides the first kizayis, we don't say mitzvah lehanas nitnu, because you're not obligated to eat pas. So every time you eat pas, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. And even though when you want to eat pas, you have to eat it in the sukkah. Mavakach tzitzis is the same thing. When you wear a four-corner garment, you have to put on tzitzis. Nevertheless, he considers it a mitzvah kiyumis. So it's the same thing with eating in the sukkah. Whenever he eats in the sukkah, it's going to be a mitzvah kiyumis, except for the first kizayis on the first night. Hakdam number three, it says in Sukkah of Gimel Abad Alf, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody makes a sukkah on a tree, or he puts a sukkah on a camel, he's not yotze ba'idei chavasa, because we require sukkah haru'uya l'shivan. Since on yantif, you're not allowed to go on to a tree or a gamel, it's not considered a sukkah haru'uya l'shivan. That's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir holds that since midaraisa mechza chaza, it's midaraisa, it's roi, you're allowed to go up on the tree, you're allowed to go up on the gamel midaraisa, only midarabanan, it's not, so it's considered sukkah haru'uya l'shivan. We paskin like whom? We paskin like Rabbi Meir, that it's considered a sukkah haru'uya l'shivan. From this we can learn that if midaraisa, it would be usur to be ol al gabe ilan b'yamtov. Even Rav Meir would hold that it's not considered a sukkah ruy l'shiv and it's puzzle. So now, according to this, we have a big kasha. If so, why, if somebody says hanas sukkah alai, is he allowed to eat the first kizayis in the sukkah al tzmitzis lav lehanas nitnu? Since b'sha'ar yam, he's not allowed to eat in the sukkah because it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Remember, the other days it's usur for him to eat in the sukkah. If he says hanas sukkah alai, we say mitzvah lehanas nitnu, that's just the first kizayis in the first night. But weiter, he's going to be, it's we would say mitzvah lehanas nitnu, because it's no longer a mitzvah chiyuvis now. From now on, it's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat in the sukkah. So, according to that, it would be a sukkah she'en a ruyah l'shiva. And a sukkah she'en a ruyah l'shiva is not a kosher sukkah. So why then does the Gemara say that an amar is not a sukkah alai? You're allowed to eat the first kizayis in the sukkah . It's not a sukkah ruya l'shiva. After you eat the first kizayis, the sukkah is not ruya anymore. So how come if somebody says hana sukkah lai mutu lechol b'sukkah? Because the mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu, ma pitam. Even the first kizayis, he wouldn't be allowed to eat in the sukkah. because it's not a sukkah misukkah ruya l'shiva, because the rest of sukkahs he's not allowed to sit in this sukkah. And yet the Gemara says, if someone says, hanas sukkah lai, he's allowed to eat in the sukkah, so mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. So that's a pela atzum and pela haflev a fella on the Ateres Yeshua. So we can bring out five nafgaminos mechudoshos midivrei Ateres Yeshua. So let us begin. with the first one. Das Rabbeinu Tam in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Divur Maaschil Ha, that a woman can make a bracha of Vitzivanu al Mitzvus Esei Shezman Grama, because women were only mismatos from the Chiyuv. Nevertheless, when she does a mitzvah, she's Makayim a mitzvah, so she can say Vitzivanu. The Ravid writes even more than that. In his parish Lataras Kohanim, Parashas Vayikra, Dibur Dinadav, Parashas Abeis, he writes, Shekach Nitna Torah L'Anashim Choyu L'Anashim Rishus. V'Anashim Dumi Yada Anashim L'Chol Mitzis Esei Shazman Gramav B'Shish B'Esr Torah Goin Tzitzis Shel Tcheles L'Anashim. So he says the Torah was given for the man as an obligation, for the woman as Rishus. Women are like men in all Mitzis Esei Shazman Gramav, that even though there's an Isser Torah, Kagon Tzitzis Shel Tcheles, nevertheless, a woman can be do those mitzvahs, and it's going to be doche any yisurim. So, according to the Teres Yeshua, that in a mitzvah kumis we don't say mitzvah slav lehanas nitno, but rather it is the given lehanas. So, according to that, the din would be that women, but mitzvah says shesman grama, we shouldn't say mitzvah slav lehanas nitno. Like, for example, a woman who's mudaris hanami shofar, she's not allowed to get hanah from a shofar, from a sukkah. It should be aser for her to be tokeb a shofar, or to hear tokeb a shofar from such a shofar. Since she's not chayabas in this mitzvah, rather it's a mitzvah kiyumis, so we shouldn't say mitzvah lav lehanas nitna. So that'd be a huge nafkamina according to the Teres Yeshua. A woman can be makai mitzvah she's man gramas, but we are not going to say Mrs. Lav Lehanas Nitno, because for her it's only a rishus. It's a mitzvah kiyum, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So therefore, if she's muderes hana from a shofar, from a sukkah, then she's not allowed to get hana, even though we say Mrs. Lav Lehanas Nitno, but not by her, because for her it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. So according to this, we can say a sharf vort, that a person's married to a woman, and he only has a sukkah that's made surei hana. He's not chayv to eat in the sukkah, that even though legabi didei we say mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, like we see in Adarim Tez Zayin Amud Beis, nevertheless, his wife is not allowed to sit in this sukkah, because for her, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. And the Ramah says that if he in a place where he can't sleep with his wife in the sukkah, he's pater misukkah. And it's not taduru, kein taduru. Ulefizash gachna pasri, according to this, we have a solution to a case where it's raining on the first night, that according to a number of Rishonim, there's no p'tur of mitzvah in the first night. Like the Ramah writes, and other Rishonim say that there's no p'tur on the first night of mitzvah. So what can someone do? Somebody who has trouble eating in the sukkah, because if ribui gishamim, he can tell his wife, Rabbitson, do me a favor. Being muderes hana, make a neder that you're not going to get hana from the sukkah. And if she makes a neder that she's not getting hana from the sukkah, then he's also pater. Because in the first night there's no p'tur of mitzvah. But if she's not allowed to get hana from the sukkah, then he's not chayv in sukkah anymore. And you can't say for her again, mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, because for her it's lehanas, because for her it's not a chiyuv. It's only a mitzvah kiyumis. So that'd be one nafkamina. Another nafgamina, the placey in Simen Yotzif Kotn Gilu is mitzadeh, that you're allowed to be shochet with a knife of Avodah Zarah, since shchit is a mitzvah, and mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, so it's not considered that your nana may Avodah Zarah be kiva eger, and his gilion l'shulchan aruch was meyer, that we say in Erevin Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that according to the Man D'Yomer, ein ma'arvin el l'dvar mitzvah, you are allowed to place a eruv in a cemetery, and even though you are nana from the kever, that you were able to place your eruv there, nevertheless, mitzvahs lav lehanas nitna. Since you're making this eruv for a dvar mitzvah, mitzvahs lav lehanas nitna, so you're allowed to use the kever for this eruv. But according to the Man D'Yomer, that ma'arvin l'dvar rishus, then you're not allowed to leave the eruv there, because then it's you're getting hana from the kever, and that you're not allowed to do. So the das haplesi, the kasha is asiyas eruv itself is a mitzvah. So why then is it not mutter even l'dvarishus to be niach the eruv in the Beis HaKvaris? So we have to say that since the need for the eruv is for dvarishus, we don't say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitno. And if that's true, then we should say the same thing about shechita. So the place he wanted to say that you're allowed to shech with the knife of avodah zarah, since shechita is a mitzvah, and mitzvahs lav lehanas nitno, it's not considered being nene from avodah zarah. So the kasha is, well, placing an eruv is also a mitzvah. But the answer is that since this eruv is not for the sake of a mitzvah, it's for the sake of a dvar reshus, we don't say mitzvah lav lehanas nitno. So you're right, the eruv is etzem eruv is a reshus, but since it's only to be matir a dvar reshus, this eruv, so we don't say mitzvah lav lehanas nitno. So it should be the same thing by shechita, that shechita is only for a dvar reshus. So we should show, we shouldn't say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitno. So how can the place you say that you're allowed to shecht with a knife of avodah zarah since shechita is a mitzvah? So mitzvahs lav lehanas nitno is not considered nana me avodah zarah. Yeah, but it's litzarech dvar reshus. So just like the eruv is litzarech dvar reshus, so to the nevertheless, even though the eruv itself is a mitzvah, if it's litzarech dvar reshus, then we don't say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitno. So the same thing by shechita. We should say that even though it itself is a mitzvah, but since it's for the tzarach dvar reshus, you're placing this eruv in order to do something that's not a mitzvah, go somewhere that's not a mitzvah, so we should not say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitno. And he says we do say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitno. So that's a place here we have to say that the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita writes, "Mitzvah zeh sheyishchot mi sheyirtzeh lechol b'sar behema chayav ofra kach yochol shenemar v'zavachta mibkarcho mitzonecha." That it's a mitzvah zeh to shecht somebody who wants to eat b'sar behema chayav of, and then afterwards he can eat, as it says that you should shecht from your cattle. In other words, Shechita is not only to be matir and iser, but rather it's a mitzvah zeh l'misha rotzeh lechol sheyishchot v'yochol. So is Das Tosis and Shuas Chav Dalet Omen Aleph. And if that's the case, you can't compare it to Eruv, because Eruv, even though it's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is just to be matir and iser, so you could be metaltil keretzono. But here the etzem shechita is a mitzvah. It's on a higher level than an Eruv. So you're right, a sias and Eruv is a mitzvah, but it is only there to be matir and iser, that you can be metaltil. That's the purpose. So therefore, if it's a l'dvar reshus, we're not going to say mitzvah lav lehanas nitno. But when it comes to shechita is be'etzem a mitzvah. And with this we can also, and therefore it's mutter to shecht with a knife of avodah zarah. With this we can explain the Prima Gadim in Aruch Haim, Shazov, Simukov, Samuel, Sivkot, Nehei, that mayim ha'asirim bahana, you're allowed to be notel behem yadav la'achila. Why? Because mitzvah is lav lehanas nitno. And it's for the same reason, that it's not just to be matir and iser, but rather it's a mitzvah litol yadav k'shpa lecho pas, and therefore you're allowed to use this mayim that's a surim bahana. However, according to the Ataris Yeshua, that in a mitzvah that's not chiyuvis, we don't say mitzvah lav lehanas nitno. So according to this, anyway, it's not shaykh b'shchita mitzvah lav lehanas nitno, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And even though when he wants to eat, he's chayv to shecht, but it's no different than tzitzis. When he wants to wear the beged, he's chayv to matir bot tzitzis. So therefore we would not say, according to the Teres Yeshua, mitzvah lav lehanas nitno by shechita, and you wouldn't be allowed to shecht with a knife of avodah zarah. And a nafka mina nefla lefizeh, that in yantav where there's a mitzvah to eat meat, you're allowed to shecht with a knife of avodah zarah, since it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So there we can say mitzvah lav lehanas nitno. And we can also say ladas Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it's mutter. That since achilas baser b'yamtiv is a mitzvah, so it's doma le'eruv, that l'man damar eim arvin al dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to put an eruv in a beis hakvaris because mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. And here also, when one is shechting for yamtiv, it's l'tzarech dvar mitzvah, and memela would be mutter, even if it is a knife of avodah zarah. So there are, we brought two nafkaminas, and there are another three nafkaminas, and I'm hoping that we get to them. But in the meantime, we saw neflos mitaras Hashem, And Amir Hashem, we will continue Bleinander in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest things.